In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our introit, taken from Paul's exhortation to the Galatians. But it behooves us to glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is our salvation, life, and resurrection, by whom we are saved and delivered. It behooves us to glory in the cross. This, brothers and sisters, is counterintuitive to everything about the modern age, which simply tells us that we should indulge all of our desires and wants, that we should shun any sacrifice, certainly never endure any suffering, and never simply embrace the mystery of the Lord's cross. But here we faithful few gather this morning to exalt in the cross of our Savior, to boast and glory in the mystery of our salvation, which has been gained for us by the Lord's shedding of his blood and the gift of his body on the cross. As much as this is counterintuitive to the modern age, it also is on one level, the natural level, counterintuitive as well. The idea that death can bring life, that suffering can bring joy, are simply not part of our own natural experiences. But once we bring those experiences on the natural level to our Lord, allow him to subsume those into the mystery of his cross, his sacrifice, his death that leads to new and everlasting life, we see and understand how necessary it is for us to put into practice that which our Lord himself has done for us. As he has gone, so we must likewise follow. And so, as St. Paul reminds us, we glory in the cross of Christ. We boast in Jesus and him crucified. And we mark ourselves with the sign of the cross, because no longer is there shame or embarrassment. Only now, as we exalt in the mystery of this most holy cross, do we understand truly the glory that has been given to us and the new life that has been restored to us. As the Lord reminds us in the exhortation in the Gospel from St. John, as he is lifted up, he will all draw all men unto himself. And again, the world does not understand this, and sadly, even in the life of the church herself, there is confusion about this reality. How can the suffering of our Savior and the gift of his life on the cross draw all men unto himself? But that is precisely what happens. This sign of contradiction that is a source of confusion and a stumbling block to those who do not believe, those who continue to walk in darkness, is the means by which unity and wholeness is opened to us. And that singular, solitary, individual act that the Lord himself accomplishes by himself, giving himself over to the will of his Father, into the hands of his persecutors, opens up now for us, brothers and sisters, a cosmic union that only Christ in God could effect. And it's effected on the cross, which means we can never approach the mystery of the Lord's cross as merely something to be endured, or something to be gotten through, or something that once it has been accomplished, we can then move on to other things in our Catholic life. Our Catholic life is inextricably connected to the mystery of the Lord's cross, which means the major sufferings, the minor sufferings, those seen by others, those that are known only to us in God, we must endure all of those with patience and in joy and in peace, realizing that if we can journey with the Lord on whatever via crucis he has for us, the end will not be that we die. The end will be that we will be brought into the new life that he has gained for us. We are indeed enduring suffering in the world even at this moment, not only because of the rejection of the Catholic faith, but our own struggles interiorly as a community of faith and the confusion that has been created as people have distorted the truths of our faith. And for all of us who have remained faithful, there are many more who have simply abandoned the practice of their faith. Confused, overwhelmed, shocked, and despairing, they have walked away from our Lord. And in truth, brothers and sisters, sadly, while again, on a natural level, we might understand their inclinations, in truth, what they have chosen to do is to abandon their crosses. They have chosen instead not to carry the sacrificing the Lord is asking us to endure. They have chosen instead to embrace the ease of the modern age. Is it difficult to be a Catholic in the age in which we find ourselves? And the answer is clearly, yes, it is. But I'm not sure it has ever been easy in any particular age to truly live as God has called us to live in Christ. But if there is something unique and particular about the age in which we find ourselves, then so be it. Let us embrace our cross with joy. Let us rejoice that we have been found worthy to suffer in the name of the Lord. And let us realize that if we can indeed endure with him, what remains for us, what is waiting for us, rather, at the end of the struggles that we are asked to endure, is something that our minds will never fully be able to contemplate or understand. And whatever suffering we endure to arrive at that point will pale in comparison to the glories that God bestows upon us. But these cannot merely be words in Scripture or pious words that I utter. Your lives must reflect this, which means the sufferings that you are enduring even at this moment, the pains in body, mind, or spirit with which you are struggling even now, you must bring those to the Lord and ask for the courage and the strength you need to not only carry them, but to carry them well and to carry them with joy. This, I think, is the most difficult reality of all, because everyone understands that the human person suffers. If not because of those things we inflict on ourselves, but because of the world in which we live and the vagaries of the human condition. But what is required of us as Catholic men and women is to endure this with joy, to embrace this with a sense of peace and certitude that in dying with Christ, I will live with him for all eternity. And the only way we can do this, brothers and sisters, is to do exactly what we are doing now. Coming to this altar of sacrifice, entering into this august sacrifice, which brings us to the foot of the cross yet again and allows us access to those merits that the Lord gained for us on the cross that he has applied to all humanity, past, present, and future. And as we receive the gift of our living God, to be nourished and strengthened in order that we can endure. The Son of Man has indeed been lifted up, that all of us might find ourselves one in him and only in him. Let us pray today for the strength and the courage that we need to glory in the cross of our Savior. And as we do so, find ourselves united with him, and in that union, be drawn into the heart of the Trinity itself and work here on earth to establish the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.